You will hear a short talk on an organization called Worldwide Student Projects. First, look at questions 1 to 7. As you listen to the first part of the talk, look at questions 1 to 7 and complete the table.
Hi everyone, my name's Sam Thomas and I'm here to give you some information about Worldwide Student Projects, or WSP for short. The talk takes about 5 minutes and after that I'll be happy to answer questions, okay? Right, well, WSP is a voluntary service organisation which was set up to promote international understanding. Right now, we've got people from 30 different countries working in local communities around the world. So if you're interested in joining them, I'd like to tell you about some of the opportunities that are available. Now, depending how long you want to be away, there are three sorts of project to choose from. Short-term projects lasting 2 to 3 weeks, medium-term projects lasting between 1 and 6 months, and long-term projects which can be anything up to a year. One of the short-term ones we've got on offer at the moment is in Japan. It's a village improvement project, and the work involves clearing the riverbanks and planting flowers, things like that. You'd be working alongside local people, so you need a basic knowledge of Japanese for that. The next one to tell you about is a children's holiday centre in Poland. What's required here is basically manual work. You'll be painting rooms, gardening, and generally preparing for the children's arrival. It's a medium-term project lasting 6 weeks, and there's comfortable accommodation on site. And now something for the animal lovers amongst you. It's a conservation project for sea turtles in Mexico. Sea turtles are under threat from poachers in that part of the world, so your main job would be collecting and moving the eggs to a safe site. It's a short-term project, and you'd be staying in a local school, but be aware that it has very basic conditions. Don't expect any luxury or satellite TV. Now here's an exciting opportunity in China for any budding architects. This is a long-term project and placements are for 9 months. You'd be working in an office in Shanghai, involved in planning and design, under supervision of a local architect. Oh, and I should mention that you have to pay an additional fee of $250 when you arrive. Finally, do we have any medical students here? Because there's a placement available in a centre for disabled children in India. You'd be providing general medical care and also assisting in the outpatients department. It's for 6 months, so you can get plenty of experience and also do something worthwhile for disabled children.
Now look at questions 8 to 10. As the talk continues, look at questions 8 to 10 and complete the flowchart.
Well, that's just a taste of the incredible range of projects we have to offer. But I hope it's whetted your appetite. And in case you do decide to apply, let me tell you what happens next. First of all, you need to fill in an application form and send it to us. Oh, and you should also include a passport photo, by the way. Once we've received the form and photo, we process them and then we send you a welcome pack containing general information about the program together with the formal terms and conditions. These terms and conditions are basically a list of responsibilities on both sides, yours and ours. What happens if you want to leave early, etc. And you also get a detailed questionnaire which helps us identify a suitable job for you. Then, about 1 month before you leave, you'll receive all the details about your particular placement. And I think that's about it. Oh, I nearly forgot to mention. We've also got a website. The address is in our brochure. Now, are there any questions?